Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Relatives and elders protesting the death of 10 Somali civilians allegedly killed in a raid by Somali and U.S. troops say the bodies of the victims will not be buried until the perpetrators apologize. Somali officials initially said troops that killed 8 Al-Shabaab militants during the operation. Later, the Somali army said its forces, supported by U.S. troops, mistakenly shot dead the civilians, including 3 children. At least 36 people were killed. 269 were injured in violent protests in northern India after a court convicted Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh of rape. VOA's Maya Bush has more on the riots that took place.
Thousands of the spiritual leader's supporters, angered by the court's verdict, took to the streets, vandalized public property, and set vehicles on fire. Curfew has been imposed in Sirsa City, and security has been beefed up in various cities across northern India, which are considered a stronghold of the spiritual leader's followers.
Some Indian holy men can summon thousands of supporters onto the streets. Their systems of patronage and sermons, hugely popular with people who consider the government has failed them. In 2014, the attempted arrest of another guru on murder charges ended with his followers attacking police with clubs and stones. Flooding and tornadoes, the next big danger facing residents of the southeastern part of the U.S. state of Texas, where Tropical Storm Harvey is swirling about. Up to 25 centimeters of rain could fall in some areas around the city of Houston, leading to flash flooding. At least 7 tornadoes have touched down in the Houston area since Friday evening. So far, 1 person has been confirmed dead in Texas as a result of the storm. This is VOA News. European Union Commissioner for Migration is saying that Brussels may withhold development aid and impose trade and visa restrictions on migrant source countries in Africa and Asia to force them to take back failed asylum seekers. This is the first time EU commissioners have threatened to block access to European markets in response to the long-running migration crisis. Meantime, the EU's border protection agency Frontex says the number of migrants crossing into Italy has dropped dramatically in the past 2 months. Speaking in the Italian port city of Catania, the group's executive director, Fabrizio Legari, attributed the drop to actions by the Libyan Coast Guard. He also spoke with reporters about migrant crossings farther to the west.
We see that figures now are increasing in the western Mediterranean, and namely irregular crossings from Morocco to Spain. But I have to say that this is not linked to developments observed in Libya. The flows on the western side, let's say from Morocco to Spain, are mostly composed of Moroccan citizens.
Italy has been bearing the heaviest share of the exodus to Europe, with 97,000 refugees and economic migrants arriving illegally by boat so far this year. Hundreds of thousands of peace marchers flooded to the heart of Barcelona, Spain, a public rejection of violence following extremist acts on August 17th, Spain's deadliest in more than a decade. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for carrying out vehicle attacks in Barcelona and hours later in the coastal town of Gambrils that left 15 dead, 120 wounded. Authorities have shut down 2 radio stations that aired critical coverage of Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro. His government refused to renew the station's licenses. This came as the country staged military exercises in defiance of Washington and new U.S. sanctions. Defense Minister Vladimir Padrino López on hand to see the drills.
Volvemos a decir y alzar nuestra voz.
We say again and raise our voice to reject the measures that the North American Empire and the elite governing the United States is taking against the people of Venezuela.
The exercises take place amid increasing tension between Washington and Caracas. More than 120 people have died and many more have been injured and jailed during months of ongoing anti-government demonstrations. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.